With SDPB News, I'm Megan Feary. Smoky skies shroud Rapid City from a wildfire in Montana. Kyle Karstens is a meteorologist for the National Weather Service in Rapid City. He says the level of smoke depends on wind direction, but Karstens thinks it will stick around.
But as we get into the weekend and early next week, the upper level winds will kind of push some of that smoke back into the area. So overall, I think we're going to be on and off hazy, smoky skies here for at least another week.
Karstens encourages people to stay inside or limit exertion outside because of low air quality.
When it gets really smoky, you know, at the surface, especially when you can kind of smell it, that's when it's at its poorest. And really, if you have any breathing difficulties, that kind of stuff, you kind of want to limit your time outside.
Karstens says smoke should not affect the rest of the state. The 81st annual Sturgis Motorcycle Rally is in full swing. State transportation officials report more than 300,000 vehicles and counting. Captain Jason Ketterling is with the South Dakota Highway Patrol and has been working in Sturgis. He says this is one of the bigger rallies.
I mean, if you've been out here at all, it's very obvious we've got a good crowd out here this year.
The State Patrol encourages safe driving, but Ketterling says they are still making plenty of arrests for impaired driving.
We always are pushing the don't drink and drive campaign. That's no different during this rally as well. And unfortunately, we are making some arrests with some impaired drivers out there on the roads.
The Department of Public Safety reports 74 total DUI arrests this year so far, compared to 82 last year. A little under 60% of South Dakotans have received at least the first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. Medical officials explain the impact vaccines can have for children. SDPB's Laura Johnson has the story.
Dr. Michael Wild is Chief Medical Officer for Sanford Health. He says vaccinating children over 12 can protect other students.
There's kids in school with bone marrow transplant, type 1 diabetes, illnesses like that, that can make them pretty vulnerable to this. And so be a thoughtful member of the community. Set that example for the kids.
Wild says even though children have a smaller chance of being hospitalized from COVID, there is still a possibility of severe symptoms. Dr. Michael Elliott is Chief Medical Officer for Avera Health. He says preliminary data shows 10 to 20% of people who contract the virus will have long-term health effects.
But if 10 to 20% of those little ones are going to end up having long-term headaches or long-term fatigue or long-term respiratory problems as a result of it, does that change the conversation at all or change the way we think about whether we should be getting them vaccinated?
Elliott says the coronavirus will continue to mutate if too few people get vaccinated.
Sometimes we do things not because it's going to affect us directly, but because it's the right thing to do to keep our community strong.
Dr. Elliott says the Delta variant is more contagious than earlier strains of the virus. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Laura Johnson.
The State Department of Health reports 862 new cases of COVID-19 since the past week. The state randomly samples for variants, and this week, all cases sampled were the highly contagious Delta variant. One new death is reported, bringing the state's death toll to 2,051. There are 1,149 active COVID cases in the state and 75 people hospitalized. Both numbers are roughly double from the previous week. Health officials report nearly 5,000 people received vaccinations in the last week. That brings the total number to over 389,000 South Dakotans vaccinated. Nearly 55% of state residents 12 and older now have the full vaccine series. Both of South Dakota's Republican U.S. senators oppose the $1 trillion infrastructure bill. The Senate passed the legislation, which now goes to the House. Senator Mike Rounds participated in months-long negotiations on the bipartisan legislation. However, he says the final bill includes, quote, progressive mandates and federal funding clawbacks, end quote, that he can't support. Rounds' team has not responded to requests for further clarification on those provisions. Rounds missed the vote on the bill. He was with his wife, who is undergoing cancer treatment. John Thune voted against the bill. He says the bill should be fully paid for, which he says is not the case in the legislation. The package is financed through a combination of methods like repurposing unspent COVID-19 relief funds and tax enforcement for cryptocurrencies. The Congressional Budget Office predicts the bill would add about $256 billion in deficits over 10 years. The widow of a man struck and killed on a South Dakota highway by the state's attorney general is attempting to block the release of her husband's mental health records. A judge recently ordered several hospitals and clinics to provide records about Joe Beaver's psychiatric state. The judge's order came after a lawyer for Attorney General Jason Roundsburg alleged in court documents that Beaver's September 12th death may have been a suicide. The judge was to review the records before deciding whether any of the information is relevant to Roundsburg's upcoming trial. Jenny Beaver argues that she has substantial rights to privacy under the South Dakota Constitution, and the records release might disclose sensitive information about her. Authorities say a Minnesota man has been arrested in connection with a 2019 homicide in eastern South Dakota. Clay County, Minnesota Sheriff Mark Empting says an 18-year-old man from Moorhead is being held on a first-degree murder charge out of Watertown. Moorhead Police Captain Derek Swenson says officers apprehended the man after they were notified that an arrest warrant had been issued in South Dakota. KVRR-TV says Watertown police reported in 2019 that a 16-year-old Moorhead boy was suspected of causing the death of 43-year-old Don Meyer as he attempted suicide. Police say the boy was driving a car when he slammed into an SUV on U.S. Highway 212 as Meyer was on her way to work. The executive director of the Rapid City Regional Airport says the jet fuel shortage seen in areas of the western U.S. is not having an impact on visitors traveling to the annual Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. Airport Executive Director Patrick Dame says that although air traffic is up in Rapid City, the western South Dakota airport has not heard as many complaints regarding jet fuel as have been expressed in other airports further west. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem issued an executive order on July 17th to address concerns about looming fuel shortages in the western part of the state. With SDPB News, I'm Megan Feary. And that is your daily news update. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter at SDPB News and visit sdpb.org/news to stay up to date on our journalism as it comes in. And as always, thank you for listening.